From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama meeting with his Cuban counterpart. President Obama meeting today with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro. After arriving in Cuba Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. Upon arriving, Mr. Obama met with his U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you.
Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays, a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is their star player, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. This is 26-year-old Syrian national identified only as Tarek.
It's very tired. We are thanks Greece. We are thanks everybody in the Europe.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they're registered and their asylum claims. A Russian court has found a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in war-torn Ukraine. The trial of Nadia Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She's set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Prosecutors are demanding a 23-year sentence for the pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured a pro-Israel lobbying group that Iran is not close to developing a nuclear weapon. Speaking yesterday in Washington at a meeting of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC as it's known, Mr. Biden said Iran is much, much further away from obtaining a nuclear weapon than they were a year ago.
We're watching Tehran like a hawk. Under this agreement, Iran will never be allowed to pursue nuclear weapons. Never, never, never.
Mr. Biden also urged Israel to negotiate a two-state solution.
In my view, after doing this for over 42 years, there is no political will among Israelis or Palestinians to move forward at this moment with serious negotiations. And that's incredibly disappointing, because the only way, in my view, to guarantee Israelis' future and security, its identity as a Jewish and democratic state, is with a two-state solution.
Palestinians have grown frustrated with the growth of Jewish settlements on land that Palestinians had wanted for a future state. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the United States has failed to fully honor that nuclear deal that Mr. Biden was just talking about that lifts sanctions on Iran. He says on the one hand, the Americans keep the sanctions in place, and the U.S. Treasury Department acts in such a way that big companies, corporations, and banks would not dare come near the Islamic Republic and deal with it. This is sheer enmity. They threaten us with sanctions, which is sheer animosity. His comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement was reached in July, but some sanctions took place a little bit earlier. Vote counting is underway in the Republic of Congo, but information is scarce as the government has blocked all phone and internet use in the country. Here's Emily Yob with more from Abidjan.
The Republic of Congo held elections Sunday, cut off from the world. Hours before the vote, the government of the Central African nation called on phone and internet carrier to shut down service for 48 hours. Amnesty International denounces the move.
Shutting down the communication networks is unjustified, and it's an attack on media freedom. Authorities must really ensure that everyone is able to carry out its work without fear, without harassment.
Despite the ban, the coordinator for Congo's opposition coalition was able to send out tweets Monday and retweeted a video of people reading election results outside a polling station. Emily Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
President Denis Sassou Nguesso is widely expected to win another term in office. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.